Last time we started discussing the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, it's actually a question of the Girsa in the Mishnah. He said the Girsa that we have is Birech Birchas HaPesach Potrei Shel Zevach, Birech Shel Zevach Lo Potrei Shel Pesach. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the Brocha, the Birech Shel Pesach, you can pater the Zevach. But what's the order? What did you do? When did you make the Birchas HaPesach? So our Girsa has it, Rabbi Yishmael says if Birech Birchas HaPesach Betchila, but first you made the Birchas HaPesach, and that will pater Eshel Zevach. So what does that mean? Why would you make the Birchas HaPesach, Lechol Es HaPesach, on the Chagigas Yedalit? So we had two different pshatim that the Marek Kohen suggested. That either we're talking about that it was a toast, you made a mistake, you have the Chagiga, you have the Karban Pesach in front of you, you know you're going to be making two brachas, but you made a mistake, you made the Birchas HaPesach on the Chagiga, you really wanted to make the bracha on the Chagiga, you wanted to say Lechol Es HaZevach on the Chagiga. So that's the Shaila, that if you made a toast, do we assume that the Zevach is somehow included in the Pesach, so therefore the bracha of the Pesach can be chal on the Zevach or not? That's one approach. The other approach is that maybe from the Mishnah you see that at the time, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, they would eat a little bit of the Pesach at the beginning of the Suda. We think Pesach is Nechal Al HaSova, it's supposed to be eaten Afikoma, it's supposed to be eaten at the end of the Suda. Efshir, maybe you see from this Mishnah that they ate a little bit of the Pesach at the beginning too. The Chagiga was clearly the essence of the Suda. We want to have that Kezayis of Pesach, that last Kezayis Al HaSova, so clearly we're going to have the Chagiga to be Masbiya, to satisfy ourselves. But maybe for the Chashivas of the Karban Pesach, since the whole Suda was really focused on the Karban Pesach, maybe they started a little bit with the Karban Pesach in the beginning, and that's the case, that you made a Birchas HaPesach on the Karban Pesach. The question is, does it pater Eshel Zevach as well? He said there are some Rishonim that seem to learn like that. But then we pointed out that the Marek Kohen writes that the Arzarua quotes Rabbeinu Moshe Ber Yaakov, who wanted to bring a raya from this Mishnah, that if someone makes a Birchas HaMitzvah la'achar asiyos, but the evidence works. What's the raya? So he had a different girsa in the Mishnah. He had the girsa of the Rashbam. He had the girsa of the Rashbam, who flips it. The Rashbam says that the Mishnah reads, Birech ala zevach lo poter es ha-pesach, Birech ala pesach poter es ha-zevach, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is talking about where you made the bracha on the zevach. You're eating the chagiga before the Karban Pesach. Pesach is nechal ala sova. You're going to eat the chagiga first. And he made the bracha on the zevach. So the first halacha that he learns is that birchas hazevach is not going to pater eshel pesach. But birch al pesach pater eshel zevach. How can birchas hapesach pater eshel zevach? But what's he talking about? If birch al zevach pater eshel pesach means that you made the bracha on the chagiga and you ate the chagiga in the beginning, and now we're trying to figure out did that pater the pesach that you eat afterwards, so that makes sense. It's the order makes sense. But what's Rabbi Yishmael saying in the second point? The Birch al Pesach Poter es HaZevach. You ate the Zevach already. How can Birch al Pesach that you're going to make after the Zevach part of the Zevach? Zokter Rabbeinu Moshe Reb Yaakov. From here you see that b'di'evit, if you make a bracha la'achar asiyasa, and it works. So if Birch al Pesach can Poter es Shel Zevach, so in this case you're making the Birch al Pesach after the Zevach. So it could be b'di'evet that Birchas HaPesach can work for the Zevach. If you made the Birchas HaZevach on the Zevach, so of course that Baruch is going to work on the Zevach. But if you didn't make the Birchas HaZevach, and now you already made the Birchas HaPesach, you forgot to make the Birchas HaZevach, now you make the Birchas HaPesach, it could be b'di'evet that Birchas HaPesach is going to work on Mafreya on the Zevach. Okay, and we pointed out, that's the Arzarua's Shita in general. He writes the Gabriel for Shchita, that if b'di'evet you didn't make the Birchas Shchita before the Ma'isa Shchita, you can still make it afterwards. And he writes explicitly that he's disagreeing with the Rambam. He knows the Rambam argues. The Rambam in Birchas Erisin, the Rambam in Birchas HaMitzvahs in general, the Rambam in Ilchas Brachas in Perek Yud Aleph. So he writes that you have to make a Birchas HaMitzvah dafka over Lasiyasin. You must make the Birchas HaMitzvah beforehand. And if you didn't, it's a Brach Levatala to make it Achaka. This is in Ilchas Brachas. The Rambam says, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, Ha'osa Mitzvah Lo Birach and Mitzvah She'adayin Asiyosa Kayamas V'varech Achar Asiya. The Rambam says there's one exception. If there's a hemshech for the mitzvah, we're talking about the mitzvah of tzitzis, maybe, or the mitzvah of tefillin or sukkah. So if there's a hemshech to the mitzvah, you're continuing to do the mitzvah. So then, even la'achar asiyosa, you can make the bracha. Not because la'achar asiyasa b'di'evi you can make a birchas hamitzvah, but because it's over la'asiyasa of the next kiyum hamitzvah. Right? You're continuing to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzit, continuing to fulfill the mitzvah fill and sukkah. So therefore you can make the bracha before the next fulfillment. That's the only, so to speak, exception. It's not really an exception. Because right? You're not really making the bracha la'achar asiyasa, you're making it over la'asiyasa of the next asiyah. But says the Rambam in Halacha Vav, Avlam Shachav LaBrocha and Chozerach Hashchita Mevarech. If you can't make a brocha after the shchita, it's done. It's over. It's over. The one exception is Tfilas Hager. That's an exception that Chazal had. Tfilas Hager. The Gemara in Brochas on Daf Nun Aleph says Gavrad Lo Chozi. He's not a Jew. He can't make the brocha. Shekirishana Mitzvosa B'Tzivonu. He can't say Kirishana B'Mitzvosa before he's a Jew. So there, Chazal was masaking that he makes the brocha la'achar asiyos. Question, how can they do that? But that's not for us. That's an exception to the rule, says the Rambam. But generally the Rambam says you can't make a brichas hamitzvah la'achar asiyos. Comes the Ozer and says, no, that's not true. You can make a bracha la'achar asiyos. In fact, I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah himself in Kuf Chaf Aleph. So we started to point out that the Gemara in Brachas seems to be a raya to the Rambam. This is what the Shachin Yeridei writes, in Simin Yud Tes of Kotten Gimel. Because the Gemara in Brachas is talking about brichas hanenin. What happens if you didn't make a brichas hanenin before the achila? Can you make it afterwards? So the Gemara quotes Ravina, who says that you can. Rav Chista says you can't. Ravina says you can. And he brings a raya from Tvila. And the Gemara rejects the raya. Says there's no raya from Tvila. There he's gavra de lo chozi. He can't make the bracha over lasiyasa there. But by Birchas HaNeden, he is a gavra de chozi. He could have made the bracha beforehand, and he didn't. So hove idchi, says the Gemara. So, frak the shach, why does the Gemara have to give that answer? The Gemara could have said a very simple answer. Achilik between Birchas Hanenin and Birchas Hamitzvah. But Birchas Hanenin, of course you have to make the bracha, dafka beforehand. It's a matir. Right? Also, lehanos min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha v'chal hanena ki luma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. It's also to be nena from the world without a bracha. There's no matir l'mafreya. You did an isser already, so you're going to be matir it after you did the isser? It doesn't make any sense. You say the bracha as a matir. You say the bracha before the hanah that you're going to have, but afterwards it doesn't make any sense to do that. But by mitzvahs, the Gemara should have said brichas hamitzvah is totally different. It's like a brichas hashevach, if you will. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvah, you thank him for the mitzvah, brichas hodah, but it's not a matir. So if it's not a matir, so then even la'achar asiyosa, you should be able to make the bracha. L'chatchila, maybe you should make it la'achar asiyosa. It's a brichas hashavach. Maybe it's better to do the shabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. The Gemara doesn't give that answer, says the Shach. It's really a pella. It's really a pella. The Shach quotes the Birkas Avram, not the Birkas Avram, the later Achmed, the Rosh Yeshiva, who's still living, Shlita. Now, he quotes an earlier Birkas Avram, who says, Havamatzi l'shni achi, taka, the Gemara could have given that answer. He should have given that answer. He gives another answer. But really, the Gemara could have given a simple answer. Birkas Avram says that there's a chile between Birkas Hanen and Birkas Hamitzvah. But the Shach says it's not Meduyek and the Gemara. Why doesn't it say that? If that were the answer, that's a simpler answer. Why does the Gemara have to talk about Gavra de Lachosi? This is a very limited answer. It only relates to the Birkas Hamitzvah of Tvila. But if the Birkas Avram is right, that there's a distinction between Birkas Hanen and Birkas HaMitzvah, that's a fundamental answer, that by Birkas HaMitzvah, la'achar asiyasa, you can't make the bracha. Right? The Gemara should have said that. The Gemara should have said that beferish, that there's a difference between Birkas Hanen and Birkas HaMitzvah. That by Birkas Hanen, that it's not just the din in tvila, that by Birchas HaMitzvah you can make the bracha la'achar asiyasa. Maybe taka Birchas HaNenin, you can't make the bracha la'achar asiyasa, but by Birchas HaMitzvah you can. Why does the Gemara just say, because of Gavad Lo Chazi, that's why the ger can make the bracha on the tvila la'achar asiyasa. So it would seem, says the Shach, that the Gemara thinks Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah are really the same. They're really the same. There really shouldn't be a distinction between them. So if we paskin by Birchas HaNenin, you can't make the bracha la'achar asiyasa, so then by Birchas HaMitzvah the same should be true? Meaning it's a riot to the Rambam? Seems like a riot to the Rambam. So first of all, what's the Rambam, how does the Rambam understand that Birchas HaMitzvah is like Birchas HaNenin? How does the Rambam understand that there's no difference? If Birchas HaNenen is a matir, so why should Birchas HaMitzvah be the same? Why should you say that La'achar Asiyah, so you can't make the Birchas HaMitzvah? Chorot's very different. The Gemara is a nice raya for the Rambam, but why? What's the svara for the Rambam? Why should he say that Birchas HaMitzvah is similar to Birchas HaNenen? The Rav wanted to suggest that if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Rambam at the beginning of Birchas Brachas, you can get the answer to this question. Because the Rambam sets up different types of brachas. He outlines the categories of brachas. First, in Halacha Aleph, he mentions there's a bracha deraisa. What's the only bracha deraisa? Actually, there are two brachas deraisa. Brichas hamazon is one of them. What's the other bracha deraisa? Anyone? Brichas haTorah, exactly, Rafi. Right? Brichas haTorah. The Rambam doesn't talk about that over here. But brichas hamazon is the bracha deraisa. Yes. And then in Halacha Beis, he says, "Midirei Sofrim levarach al kol Michael tchila v'aragach yena mimenu." Midirei Sofrim, midir Rabbanon, Chazal, Masakim, Brichas Hanenin, to make a bracha before any hana, Brichas Areach too, yeah. And Chazal, Masakim, a bracha achrona also, bracha Rishon, a bracha achrona. These are all midir Rabbanon. This is Halacha Beis in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph. He talks about the takana Brichas Hanenin. And then in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam made it, "Zukshem shemavarchan al ha-hanoya, kach mavarchan al kamitzvul mitzvah achagach yasa also." Just like Chazal were misaken to make a bracha on hanoya, hanoa, birchas hanenin, so too we make a bracha on every mitzvah. Birchas ha-mitzvah. Birchas ha-mitzvah is not daraisa. Birchas ha-torah is daraisa. That's the only daraisa of birchas ha-mitzvah. But all other birchas ha-mitzvahs are only midrabanan. That's the second category, midrabanan, says the Rambam. Brachos Rabbos Tikkun Chacham Derech Shevach VeHodoya VeDerech Bakosha Kedei Lizkar Sabor Etam Ben Avav Mishlonen Avav Lohasa Mitzvah. And there are also Brachos Hashem, Stam Brachos Hashem that we have. The Brach on Thunder and Lightning and Brachos HaShachar. Brachos HaShachar Pokeach Ivrim and Mal B'Sharum. These are all Brachos Hashem, and not Brachos HaMitzvah, not Brachos HaNenin. It's another sug, it's another category of Brachos midrabanan Lechazal V'Misah. The Rav said, if you look at the first two categories, you find a very interesting statement the Rambam makes. Right, what does he do? He quotes, he talks about the halacha birchas hanenin, and then he talks about birchas hamitzvah. But there's one word, there's one key word in the Rambam that tells you something remarkable about his yeshita about birchas hamitzvah. What's that word? What's that word? Kishem! There you go, Akiva. Kishem! Ukishem, the Rambam says. Kishem shemavarchan al ha'anoya kach mevarchan al kol mitzvah mitzvah v'achakach yasa elsa. Kishem. So you'd say, what's the big deal? He's giving you the categories. Well, between the second and the third category, he didn't say kishem. He didn't say, ukishem shetiknu chachamim levarach al kol mitzvah mitzvah kach tiknu brachos rabos derach shevach v'hodoya v'derach bakot. Ram doesn't say kishem between 2 and 3, but between 1 and 2 he does say kishem. Why? Kishem just like? But you make a birchas hanenin, and just like Chazal and Masak, you make a birchas hanenin, you make birchas hamitzvah too. What's the connection between the two? Birchas hanoah is a matir. It's also to be neneh, below bracha. Birchas hamitzvah is it's more like category number 3. It's a birchas hashevach. What's the Ram talking about? Dr. Rav, no. If you look at the Rambam, you see the Rambam understands that Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir too. You need a matir. You have to be notel reshus to do a mitzvah. You know, we live in a world where everyone feels entitled. I'm entitled to lots of different things. And people feel entitled to do mitzvahs also. I have a mitzvah, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the mitzvah, and I'll do it. I'll do it on my own time. I'll do it when I want, the way I want. You know, there's a certain sense a person has to have that he's notel reshus, he's asking permission to do the mitzvah. Just like we ask permission to derive benefit from the world, we ask permission to serve Hashem. It's not a right. It's not a right, it's a privilege. It's an obligation, it's a privilege. We have to appreciate it. And to appreciate it, we have to ask permission to do a mitzvah. It's not a davar pasha. The Rambam is trying to bring that out with the word kishem. Just like you have to make a birchas hanenin as a matir to be matir hanah, so too you have to make a birchas hamitzvah as a matir to permit you to do a mitzvah. That's what the Rambam holds. So, Dr. Rav, that's why the Rambam says, la'achar asiyasa, you can't make a birchas hamitzvah. You're not notel reshus after you do something. If you're asking permission, you ask beforehand. Don't borrow the car and then return it and say, Dad, could I borrow the car? Could I have borrowed the car? That just doesn't work. Right? You got to ask for the car beforehand. Right? I took the keys. Dad, could I give you back the keys? Could I have taken the keys? It's too late. Right? You have to ask for the keys beforehand. If you're going to do a mitzvah, if you assume that Birkas HaMitzvah is a matir, you have to ask for the heter, you have to ask for the reshus before you do the mitzvah. You don't ask afterwards. That's a bizarre. So if you forgot, it's fafalan, it's lost. There's nothing to do. You can't bring it back, says the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that Birkas HaMitzvah is also a matir. It's not just Birkas HaNenen that's a matir. Birkas HaMitzvah is also a matir, and there's no matir l'mafreya. Comes the Yor Zeruah, and he says, no. Maybe Birchas HaMitzvah has an element of matir in it, but it's not all matir. L'chatchila, you should make the bracha dafka over l'asiyasa, because there is an element of matir in Birchas HaMitzvah. But zok d'yor zeruah, there's also an element of Birchas HaShevach in Birchas HaMitzvah. So b'di'evet, if you didn't say it over l'asiyasa, you can still say the Birchas HaMitzvah l'achra asiyasa for the element of Shevach, to fulfill that element of Birchas HaShevach. Eitan Marin pointed out Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchos Brachos says something similar. Rabbeinu Manoach writes, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey and Vav, this is on page 5. Quotes the Shita Saramam and he says, "Yesh cholkim va'omim de'b'chol ha'mitzvos kulam b'varach achar ha'asiyah ve'em b'zeh mishum brachol v'atala shai birchas ha'mitzvos hodo'ohi chutz mi'birchas ha'lechem v'hayayim, etc." That's birchas ha'nenin. He says, "Bircha the cholkim on the Rambam hold that birchas ha'mitzvos is a birchas hodo'oh, it's a birchas ha'shevach. It doesn't have to be only a birchas ha'shevach, it could be both. That's why l'chatchili you should make the bracha before the mitzvah, but b'di'evit you can make it even afterwards. Because there is an element of birchas ha'shevach, of birchas hodo in the bracha. It's not just the matir. So this can give us an understanding of the svara behind the Rambam in Yor Zeruah. The Rambam holds that birchas ha'mitzvah is only a matir. That's why b'di'evit you can't make the bracha afterwards. And that's the simple understanding of the Gemara in brachas. The maskana is, the only chiluk is between tevila, as opposed to Birchas HaNenen, it's really special because Gavra Lo Chazi, but really other Birchas HaMitzvah are exactly like Birchas HaNenen. The Or Zeruah would say that maybe the Gemara, he'd say like the Birchas Avraham, he'd say that maybe the Gemara could have given the answer that there's a distinction between Birchas HaNenen and Birchas HaMitzvah. Because Birchas HaMitzvah also has an element of Birchas Hodo, Birchas HaShevach, so therefore with the Yevid, you can make the Brocha even La'achas Yasa. Ephraim. That's very difficult. Obviously, he's not paskening like him. Right? Ravina is very strange. Right? How can you make a bracha, birchas hanenen, la'achar asiyasa? It's even more shver by birchas hanenen than by birchas hamitzvah. Right? That's really a pella, according to the Rambam. Ravina's shita, obviously, is against the Rambam. The Rambam says, you don't paskin like him, so he's not beholden to try to explain Ravina's shita. Okay. So this is the third approach to the Mishnah. That the Mishnah... Right, that we have the Girsa, the Rashbam in the Mishnah, Birch al Azevach, Potter as a Pesach, Birch al Azevach, Lo Potter as a Pesach, Birch al Pesach, Potter as a Zevach. It's talking about that you ate the Chagiga first, and then you're going to make the Birch as a Pesach afterwards, and Kamashvul on the Mishnah, that even Lach Rasiyasa, you can make the Birch as a Mitzvah. Clearly, the Rambam is not learning like this third pshat in the Mishnah. Right? He can't learn. The Rambam can't learn like this. The Rambam holds that you can't recite the Birch as a Mitzvah Lach Rasiyasa. So the Rambam probably had our girsa in the Mishnah. It's not the Shver. The Rambam probably had our girsa, and he learned like the Marakohen's, one of the first two approaches that the Marakohen suggests. He's not beholden to the Or Zeruah's approach here. He's not beholden to the Rashbam's girsa. He's not gores that you made the Birchas HaPesach after the Chagiga, so then he's not compelled to say the Pshat of the Or Zeruah in the Mishnah. He'll learn some other approach. Okay, these are the first three approaches to the Mishnah. Comes to Mara Cohen and he concludes with one final very interesting approach. Right, the question we have is, what's going on over here? According to either Girsa, how do we understand Rabbi Yishmael Shita, that Brichas HaPesach is in a Pater Eshel Zevach, either it's L'mafreya, or even if it's Mikana Lahaba, but the normal circumstances that you eat the Karban Pesach after the Chagiga. So why are you making the Brichas HaPesach at the beginning? But we talked, is that really true? Is it not true? Maybe there's another reason why he's making the Brichas HaPesach in the beginning. Comes the Mara Kohen and he suggests, Lule Rashi and the Rashban, I'll give you a different shot in the Mishnah. Lule Rashi and the Rashban, maybe we can interpret that the Mishnah is not talking about a Brichas Achila, but rather a Brichas Hakrova. What does he mean, Lule Rashi and the Rashban? Lule the Girsa of the Rashban? No. Lule which Rashi and the Rashban? Yes. Exactly. Both Rashi and Rashbam say, which bracha are we talking about? It's not their fault. They call it Tosefta. That the bracha that we're referring to is Lecha Les HaZevach, Lecha Les HaPesach. It's a bracha on the Achilas Zevach and Pesach. Comes the Marakoi and it says, Lule, Divrei Rashi, Efshem and Kenzogin. Maybe we could say that the Mishnah is really talking about the Brichas Hakrova, not the Brichas Achila. You're coming to be makir of the Karban Pesach, coming to be makir of the Chagiga. So maybe we're talking about a situation where you were makir of the Pesach first. You don't have to get into toes and that. Maybe you tackle a makir of the Pesach first, before the Chagiga. And that's the Shiloh, Rabbi Yishmael is saying, if you made the bracha, lahakrav es ha-Pesach, hakrav es ha-Pesach, not lechal es ha-Pesach. Maybe if you made the bracha on hakrav es ha-Pesach before the Zevach, maybe patas es ha-Zevach, then you don't have to... Then you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the zeva. Maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. It's not talking about birchas achila b'klal, it's talking about birchas hakrava. But the Marakoyin is troubled with one thing, right? There's just one sticking point in this pshat, and that is what? That normally, which carbon is brought first? Is the zevach, is the chagiga brought first, or is the pesach brought first? The chagiga is brought first. Why? Because the chagiga normally comes... Wait. Chagiga normally comes before the... Yeah? Before the Tamid, Shabbein Arbay. Right? Normally we have the Chagig. We have all Karbanas before the Tamid in the afternoon. But Pesach is the exception. It comes after the Tamid. It's a Pesach. The Pesach comes after the Tamid. So, at first glance, what's the Marakoyin saying? You made a bracha on Hakravas HaPesach before the Chagigah? But that's not the chronological order of Hakravas HaPesach, Hakravas HaChagigah. Normally, we bring the Chagigah, then the Tamid, and then the Pesach. The Chagigah and the Pesach are not even brought so close together, because there's the Tamid that's between them. So he says, maybe we're talking about a situation where you made a mistake and you brought the Pesach before the Tamid, but the Yevet works. So maybe we're talking about that you brought the Pesach before. I guess he's saying you got to come out to Tos again, like his first shot. Some kind of a Tos. We're trying to figure out, can the Birchas HaPesach patur the Zevach hanat machogas tanaim? So what's the case? So he says, the case must be that you made a Tos, that you brought the Karban Pesach beforehand, but it's a bracha on Hakravas HaPesach, not a bracha on Achilas HaPesach, because he's troubled. They didn't eat the Karban Pesach before the Chagiga. That's what he assumes, right? Against the Kolbo, or on Chalava. Right? So if they didn't eat the Pesach before the Chagiga, what are you making a Brichas HaPesach before the Chagiga? It's a pellet. He says maybe it's a Brichas Hakrava, it's not a Brichas Achila. And we're talking about a situation where you made a mistake and you mark up the Karban Pesach before the Chagiga. That's what the Marakoyin wants to suggest. This is his fourth approach to the Mishnah. Amazing. It's mamash a sheer quality of a Marakoyin. He has all these approaches and there's so much coming out of him. Beautiful. What's interesting is that his fourth approach, I just have one thing to add to it. His fourth approach can answer another very interesting question. It's a very big chiddush to say against Rashi and Rashban, to say against the Tosefta, that we're not talking about the Brichas Achil, we're talking about the Brichas Akrava. But it does work out very nicely within the Gemara. Maybe not within the Tosefta, but within the Gemara, it does work out very beautifully. Why? What does the Gemara say? Right? The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, Machlokes, where the Brichas HaPesach and Patur is Shalzevach. The Gemara says, what could be this Machlokes? Why does Rabbi Yishmael say that Brichas HaPesach and Patur? Says the Gemara, you know what the machlokas is? Rabbi Yishmael holds that zrika is bechlal shvicha. We know there are different ways that you can put the dam of a carbon on the mizbeach. The carbon pesach Maisa Behema and the Karban Pesach are put b'shvicha. You just pour the blood. You don't sprinkle the blood. Most Karbanos are done b'zrika. But the Pasuk says, V'dam zvachecha yishafech ha-mizbach Hashem Elokecha, talking about the Karban Pesach and Maisa. So in the Rashbam, he quotes the Braisa. Rabbi Yishmor, Lomim, Yitok, Shenemach, B'chor, Shor, Lamadnu, L'b'chor, Shaton, Matan, Domim, V'enru, L'gavim, Mizbeach, Maiser u'Pesach v'Nayin Tamalom v'Dam zvachecha yishofech. So Pesach is b'shvicha. Leave out Maiser behemah for a moment. Pesach is b'shvicha. Other karbanos, including the chagiga, are b'zrika. So Zok Rabbi Yishmael, zrika is b'chlal shvicha because it says v'Dam zvachecha yishofech. In plural, it sounds like other karbanos you can also do shvicha for and biyotze the din zrika. So Zok Rabbi Yishmael, if zrika is b'chlal shvicha. Makes sense that if you make a barucha of the Pesach on the Zevach, it'll work because the Zevach is included within the Pesach. Zrika is bechlal shvicha. Zrika, the Zevach is included in the Pesach. So if you make a barucha la Pesach, then that will work for the Zevach too. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and he says, no, okay, it's a plural lashon, but that's not telling you that zrika is bechlal shvicha, that you can be shofech the dam of any carbon. That's not what it's saying. Lo shvicha b'chal zvicha, lo zvicha b'chal shvicha. There are different things Rabbi Akiva says. So therefore, the bracha of the Pesach is not going to work for the zevach. They're different. So Pesach is b'shvicha, zevach is b'zrika. Never the twain shall meet. So you can't make a bracha for one that's going to be chal for the other. This is what our Gemara says. The first place, the Gemara is a problem. The shaila in the Mishnah is whether birchas ha-pesach patterns as shel zevach. What's poshep shad? Poshep shad is that we're talking about lechol es ha-pesach, lechol es ha-zevach. You're making a bracha on the achila. So the Gemara is bringing a raya, is, right? The Gemara is explaining, Rabbi Yishmael holds shvicha, zrika is bechlal shvicha. In hilchas avodas dam ha-kotshe, in hilchas avodas ha-zevach, avodas ha-pesach, zrika is bechlal shvicha, so therefore, the birchas ha-pesach will work for the zevach. My inyan shmita, it's al ha-sinai. Well, what does one have to do with the other? You're talking about avodas hadam of the zevach and the pesach. That's going to have enough gemina for the birchas ha-pesach and birchas ha-zevach for the achila. What does achila have to do with avoda? But according to the Marikon's last pshat, it's hafle v'fele. It comes out beautiful. If the Mishnah Gufa is talking about the birchas ha-krava, not the birchas achila, so then the Gemara flows perfectly. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you make a broch on hakrovas a pesach that includes the zevach, it can be chal for the zevach too. Why? Because in dine avodas a korban, zrika is bechlal shvicha, so zevach is bechlal pesach. If zrika is bechlal shvicha, it makes sense that a broch on lahakrovas a pesach can include lahakrovas a zevach too. If you assume the whole machlokas is about bracha, about brichas akrava, so then the hemshach of the Gemara, the beer, machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, flows very beautifully. So it is a chiddush to say the Marikon's fourth pshat, but it would work out very nicely with the Gemara. Interesting. I guess according to the other approaches, you have to say that even though these are different tchumim, but we're jumping tchumim. We're saying that we can bring a raya that zevach is bechol pesach from hakrovas hakarban, and that'll be a raya to what the brocha should be, whether the birchas hapesach can actually part of the zevach. It's a little bit difficult, but that's what you have to say, that even though these are different aspects of the carbon, but nevertheless, we can bring a raya from one to the other. But if you learn like the Marikon's fourth pshat, so then it's really beautiful. Then it flows very nicely, because the whole Mishnah is talking about birchas hakrova, and the timing that the Gemara brings all relate to Akrab into the Avodah Sadam. Question. Okay, so this is how the Gemara explains Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so now we have a basic, probably a four approaches of the Gemara going to understand what the Mishnah is talking about. But within the fourth approach, so now we already segued into the next chelik of the sugya. And that is that we understand Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, we understand the Shitas, the way the Gemara explains it. We understand what the Machlokas is based on. It's whether Zrika is Bechal Shvicha, Shvicha is Bechal Zrika, or no. It's whether Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. Everyone says Shvicha is not Bechal Zrika. Rabbi Shmuel says Zrika is Bechal Shvicha, so therefore the Birchas HaPesach can be Chal on the Zevach. Rabbi Akiva says neither can be Chal on the other, because neither Zrika is not Bechal Shvicha, Shvicha is not Bechal Zrika. This is how the Bavli understands Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The Yerushalmi has a very different approach. Tosfos here, this long Tosfos on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, makes reference to Yerushalmi at the end, but he doesn't really quote it through. So I put it in the packet, I put the Yerushalmi. Very interesting Yerushalmi. This is on page 11. Amar Rabbi Zeira Dilo. What in the world just went on? There's a comma here in the Rishon. Yes, that was an intentional comma. Rabbi Zeira asks a kasha. You look at the Mefarshim of the Rishonim, it's very difficult to understand really what he's talking about. But both the Karban Eda and the Pnei Moshe explain the same way. I gave you the Karban Eda, it's a little bit of an easier read. What does the law mean? Mistabra kidetnan b'masnisin elo ipcha mistabra. The law mistabra kidetnan b'masnisin elo ipcha mistabra. Rabbi Zeira is saying, he's basically asking a kasha. He's asking a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Rabbi Shmuel holds birchas a pesach pater ze shel zevach. Shel zevach doesn't pater shel pesach. Frek Rabbi Zeira, the law. It's not much like that. Fakert, ipcha mistabra. The opposite should be true. Why? Because pesach is bechlal zevach. What does the Kohen Eda say? Delo, birch birchas a pesach lo pater shel zevach, v'shel zevach pater shel pesach. She'a pesach bechlal zevach. Rabbi Zeira says ipcha mistabra. The birchas a zevach should pater the pesach, not the birchas a pesach should pater the zevach. Why? But I thought we said that zrika is bechlal shvicha. So comes the Karban Eda and says, no, she'a pesach bechlal zevach. What does that mean? Shenemer v'amartem zevach pesach. The pasuk says v'amartem zevach pesach. Karmatim Zevach Pesach sounds like the Karmatim Pesach is a Zevach. Pesach is also called a Zevach. So Pesach is called a Zevach, it's Bechlal HaZevach. So maybe Birchas HaZevach should part of the Pesach. So Amar Rabbi Mona, no, Pesach Iker V'HaZevach Tveilo. Rabbi Mona responds, no. Our Gerson in the Mishnah is right. The Birchas HaPesach part is a Shal Zevach. But why? V'amartim Zevach Pesach, isn't the Pesach Bechlal Zevach? Comes Rabbi Mona and says, it's nice in the Pasuk, but think about what the halacha is. The chagiga is tofel to the carbon pesach. What's ikar and what's tofel? The chagiga is just coming to satisfy you. The pesach has to be eaten ala sova. So the chagiga is tofel to the carbon pesach. So you can have the pasuk v'amartem zevach pesach from Heinrich Morgan. It could say in the pasuk, it could have some kind of a lashon that implies that pesach is a zevach, but l'maynaf gemina. The reality is the pesach is the ikar and the chagiga is tofel. So if the chagiga is tofel, then of course the birchas pesach will part of the zevach. But the Zevach cannot part of the Pesach. Wow. This is a blockbuster Yerushalmi. It's not much to collect this time. It's hard to read, but once you get to the Mefarsh Yerushalmi and you understand what he's saying, wow, Oru Einai, this is Mamash Yerushalmi. Very different than our Sugya. Rabbi Shmuel, according to our Gemara, is saying, Zrikas Bechal Shvicha, some didn't catch him. So therefore, the bracha of the Pesach will part of the Zevach. Comes to Yerushalmi and says, this has nothing to do with Zrika Bechlal Shvicha, right? Whether Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha or not Bechlal Shvicha, no, nothing to do with that. Ikka B'Tofel, we know the din of Ikka B'Tofel. Right? The Mishnah in Brachas and Daf Mem Dalet talks about Kol Shu Ikker, V'Imo Tfeila, Mevarchala Ikker, Poteres HaTfeila. We know in Brachas HaNenin, there's a din of Ikka B'Tofel. You have potato pancakes with sauerkraut, with sour cream. Sour cream is tofel, so you don't make a bracha on the sour cream. Right? So many different examples. Cereal and milk. You don't make a bracha on the milk, you make the bracha on the cereal, because the milk is tofel to the cereal. Ikka b'tofel. We make a bracha on the ikka, we don't make a bracha on the tofel. Rabbi Mon is saying, it's mamish the case over here. The reason why the Pesach and part of the Zevach is because the Zevach is tofel. So once you make a bracha on the Pesach, you don't have to make a bracha on the tofel, because the tofel is always parted by the bracha of the ikka. If you learn like the Pshat of the Yerushalmi, so then you can answer a very difficult question on the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah, here in Ilchos Chametz Matzah, he asks a kasha on the Rambam, that he seems to be sosa mishnasa, he seems to contradict himself. Why? How does the Rambam paskin? Is he paskin like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva? So the Rambam in Ilchos Psulei HaMekdoshim, in talking about whether Zrika is Bechal Shvicha or not, This is in page 12. The Rambam says, V'chol ani tonin, this is in Psul Yamakdosh, in Parag Beis, Halacha Beis. V'chol ani tonin b'zirika shenostan b'shvich ha-yotza shenom ha-vizdam z'vachecha yishofen. The Rambam passed as Zrika is b'chol shvich. Zrika is b'chol shvich. So you'd imagine, what should the Rambam paskin about birach ala pesach with a potter eshazev achana? If Zrika is b'chol shvich, how should he paskin? Like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Shmuel, exactly, Rafi. Right? He should paskin, since Zrika is b'chol shvicha, so birach ala pesach should potter eshazev. Comes the Rambam in the Chuschamitza Matzah. This is all the way back to page 1. The Rambam in the Chuschamitza Matzah, Perakhes, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam mentions Birchas HaZevach, and he mentions Birchas HaPesach, then he concludes the Halacha, V'lo Birchas HaPesach Pater Eshel Zevach, V'lo Shel Zevach Pater Eshel Pesach. Neither one patters the other. The Birchas HaPesach doesn't patter the Zevach, and the Birchas HaZevach doesn't patter the Pesach. Like whom? The Bekidah. Fret Lech HaMishnah, Doch Pilei Ploim, the Rambam is so to himself. He writes Beferish in the Chesptulei HaMekdosh that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha, and yet he paskins, like Rabbi Akiva, that the Birchas HaPesach doesn't part of the Zevach. Stir in the Rambam. Stir in the Rambam. So I saw in the Frankel Rambam, in the Sefer Halikutin, in the back of the Frankel Rambam, they quote from the Sefer Halichos Olam. It's a collection of different svarim. In the Sefer Halikutim, in the Frankel Rambam, they quote from the Halichos Olam that maybe the answer is that the Rambam understood the Machlokas of Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, like the Rishonim, that it has nothing to do with Zrika Bechal Shvicha. Maybe that's the answer. The Rambam holds, Taka, that Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. Like Rabbi Yishmael. Right? Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. But yet he paskins like Rabbi Akiva, in Birchas HaPesach, Birchas HaZevach, because he holds that the Machlokas of Yishmael, Rebbe Akiva, about Birchas HaPesach, Birchas HaZevach, has nothing to do with Zrika Bechal Shvicha. This is very beautiful, because we had a kasha. Like, what is the Hakrava, what does the Avodas Hadam have to do with the Brocha on the Achila? According to the Rambam, it's beautiful. The Rambam can explain that the Machlokas of Yishmael, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva is talking about Birchas Achila, and yet Itaka has nothing to do with the Avodas Adam. Because he learns like the Yerusham, that the whole Machlokas is about Ikev Etofel. The whole Machlokas is about Ikev Etofel. So on that, he takes Rabbi Akiva's pshat. He takes Rabbi Akiva's shita. That what? Rabbi Akiva argues against Rabbi Shmuel. According to the Yerusham, Rabbi Shmuel holds that in Birach ala Pesach Potter Shal Zevach, why? Because the Zevach is Tofel to the Pesach, so the Birchas HaPesach can part to the Zevach. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? What does he hold? He denies Ikev Tofel. It's a Mishnah in Brachos. We don't find Rabbi Akiva argues with the Mishnah of Ikev Tofel in Brachos. What does he hold? The Chola, Rabbi Akiva holds that Ikev Tofel is a principle where? It's a principle in Birchas HaNenim. But who says it's a principle in Birchas HaMitzvahs? So comes the Rambam and he says, Zrika might be Bechlal Shvicha, but Rabbi Akiva is right about Ikev Etofel in Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birach ala Pesach lo pater es shel zevach, because the only way it would pater is because of Ikev Etofel. Rabbi Akiva holds that there is no din of Ikev Etofel here. No din of Ikev Etofel over here. Zrika Bechal Shvicha is not going to help me, the Rambam would say, because I'm not talking about Avodas Adam. I'm not talking about a Birchas HaKrov. I'm talking about a Birchas Achila. So I'm talking about a Birchas Achila. What does Zrika Bechal Shvicha have to do with anything? It's a Rambam. In Psulim Mekdoshim, it's a totally different issue. Agimar, the Bavli made a big deal out of it. The Bavli connected Zrika Bechal Shvicha to our Mishnah. But the Rambam would say, like the Rishami, that there's no connection between the two. So there's no stira at all. The stira never began because you misunderstood the whole Machlokas Tanaim over here. The Rambam says the Machlokas Tanaim is whether Ikev Etofel applies to Birchas HaMitzvah. And in that, the Rambam passed like whom? Rebbe Akiva. He passes that Ikra v'Tachlis doesn't apply to Berachas HaMitzvah. And that's why he says that Berachas HaPesach is not going to apply to Rosh HaZavah. Yes. The answer probably is, Akiva, that Kishem does relate the two to each other, and there is a comparison between the two, but they're not exactly the same. We do have to understand what is the svara to be mechalek between Berachas Hanan and Berachas HaMitzvah Gabi HaKetofa, but that's what you'll say. They're not literally the same. They're different tchumim, different areas of brachas. Maybe there are distinctions lahalacha between them. But in terms of when to make a bracha, whether you make it over la'asiyasun or can you even make it la'achar asiyasun, there the Rambam says that the nature of Berachas Hanan and Berachas HaMitzvah is such that the halacha of both should be the same. But it doesn't necessarily apply to Ikir V'Tofa. We'll see. Maybe we'll get to this far. So this Yerushalmi can answer the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. It's very beautiful. The Rambam will just say that Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, are not talking about Zrika B'chal Shvicha. So the halacha of in Sulaim of Noshim has nothing to do with our sugya. The Rambam passes that there is nothing of Ikir V'Tofa in Berachas HaMitzvahs. And that's why he says that Berachas HaZevach won't pater Eshel Pesach, and even Pesach won't be able to pater Eshel Zevach as well. What do we find that the Rambam goes L'shitasa? Rambam is L'shitasa. The Rambam assumes there's another area where maybe because of what the Rambam said or what he didn't say, we see that the Rambam holds that Ikar V'Tofel does not apply to Berachas HaMitzvahs. What do you think? So let me start you off. This question of Ikar V'Tofel and Berachas HaMitzvahs we have found in the past. I don't know if we made reference to this beferish, but sort of alluded to it, but now we're actually going to talk about it precisely, more precisely. Where do we have an Ikar V'Tofel in the Seder? It's not even a discussion outside of Pesach. In Pesach itself, in the Mikdash. Not in the Beis HaMikdash. Right. Where do we have on the Seder night a question of Ikar V'Tofel in mitzvahs? In Birchas HaMitzvah. Yes. Let's see a new hand. A new hand. Eight times. Okay. Efrain, Rafi. Yes. Yes. Let's see. Okay. Let's see.
John.
We dip Mar into Charoses. The Charoses, is the Charoses Tofel to the Mar? Well, if Charoses is just Mishum Kafa, it's certainly Tofel to the Mar. But maybe even if Charoses is a mitzvah, maybe we still should look at it as Tofel to the Mar. The Charoses is a Zecha Latit, a Zecha to the Shibud. The Mar is a Zecha to the Shibud. Why are you dipping the charoses into the mar bechlal? If it's a mitzvah, maybe eat it by itself. No, apparently it is coming to be mishamish the mar. Do we make a bracha on charoses? That's a trick question. Do we make a bracha on charoses? Yeah. What's the answer? Let's see if we can get this answer. Do we make a bracha on charoses? It's a crime. Rambam, Perish Mishnah. Excellent. Okay, so according to the Rambam, where? According to the Rambam in Perish Mishnah is, go ahead. Rabbi Lazar Ber Tzadok, who holds Charoses Mitzvah, would say you do make a bracha. And that's why the Rambam Dafka says we don't paskin like him. But the Rambam in the Yad says we do paskin Charoses Mitzvah. So, it's a stira, do we paskin Charoses Mitzvah? No, the Rambam had a different understanding of the Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah Sachila, so therefore you would not make a bracha, but rather it's what kind of a Mitzvah? Avol Hashulchan. Excellent. Valdir. What a hanah. I should have made a bracha before that. A bracha sanen and a makir for that hanah. Hamash, a hanah, a gashmis, a hanah, a ruchnis. Clarkite. What does the Torah say? Do we make a bracha on charoses? Is charoses a mitzvah according to the Torah? So comes the Torah and says, yeah, even if charoses is a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. Why? It's a mitzvah havoy la shulchan? No. The Torah wasn't such a brisket.
What does the Torah say?
We don't make a bracha on the charoses. You know why?
Go ahead, Charlie. Why?
It's tough up to the Mara, exactly. The Torah is in page 13. It's in Tov Ayin Hei. The aim of bracha on the charoses ever be shul mitzvah lefishu tough el Mara. Tough up to the Mara. Gevaldik. Tool makes a lot of sense. Tool makes a lot of sense.
The Ram doesn't say that.
The Ram doesn't mention. So you could say, the Ram meant it. He just didn't give that reason in the Mishnah Torah. You know, maybe that's the reason why the Ram says, if the Ram meant it, he would have. It is said that the Rambam's description of the mitzvahs havar la shulchan, the Rav certainly didn't learn the Rambam like that. Why do you think the Rambam didn't learn like that? The answer probably is because the Rambam holds that ikka the tofel doesn't apply to brichas hamitzvahs b'chalal. That's not a reason to pater the charoses from a bracha. If that were the only reason, then we would make a bracha on charoses. Comes the Rambam and says, no, the real reason is it's not a mitzvah sachila b'chalal. He needs the extra reason that it's not a mitzvah sachila. Because just the time of ikar v'tofel is not enough to explain why we don't make a bracha on charoses. Because the Rambam paskens like whom? Reb Akiva. The Rambam paskens that ikar v'tofel doesn't play a role in brichas hamitzvahs. Why not? What's the svara for that? The Torah clearly argues. The Rambam shava machlokas now, right? Machlokas, the Rambam and the Torah, whether the din of ikar v'tofel applies to brichas hamitzvahs or not. The Torah says it does. That's why we don't make a bracha on charoses. The Rambam, the way the Rav interpreted the Rambam holds it doesn't. And that's why he needs a different reason why we don't make a bracha on charoses. Even if you hold charoses as a mitzvah. And it's the Rambam l'shitasa. Right? If we go with the Sefer Likutim, Salichas Olam, the answer of Alecha Mishnah's Kasha, comes out, the Rambam holds Birchas HaPesach L'Potras Shel Zevach because Ikar V'Tofel doesn't apply to Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam is good. Right? He's going with Shitasa. The Rambam holds that there's no din of Ikar V'Tofel in Birchas HaMitzvah. What's the svar to say there's no din of Ikar V'Tofel in Birchas HaMitzvah? Isn't it the same as Birchas HaNenah? We just said it's the same as Birchas HaNenah. What could be the difference? The Beshechter in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, in two places, first in Simen Gimel He'orah 7, and in Simen Dalet He'orah 5, he makes reference to both. In one of the He'orahs, he quotes the other. And he says, L'chora, the Torah is a pella. He doesn't talk about the Rambam. We're adding that to his discussion. He's talking about the Torah, Beshechter. And he says, L'chora, the Torah's Svara is really very difficult, he says. Because Birchas HaNenah and Birchas HaMitzvah should not be compared for this din of Ikar V'Tofel. Why is it that by Birchas HaNenah, Mevarech al Ikar Potras HaTfeilu? What's the svar? Rabbi Shechter wants to say that Potras HaTfeilu doesn't mean that the bracha of the Ikar goes on the Tofel. That if you're eating an ikar and a tofel, so whatever bracha is the bracha of the ikar, that applies to the tofel as well. He says it's very difficult to say. L'mashal, let's say the ikar is like a fruit, some kind of a fruit, some food of fruit. Right? So the bracha is bari pri ha'etz on the ikar. And let's say the tofel is a shahakar. It's something like, I don't know, some kind of a cream on top of a fruit. A candied fruit, something like that, right? So the candy should have gotten a shahakal, the cream should have gotten a shahakal, but it's tough to the fruit, so it doesn't get its bracha of shahakal. So can you say that the bracha on the candy or on the cream is bori pri ha'etz? It's a ha'etz? Mevarech al ha'ikar potras ha'tfeilu means that the ha'etz of the ikar applies to the tofel, and it's like the bracha is bori pri ha'etz on the tofel? Zokter Beshech, that's very difficult to say. It's a ha'etz. It doesn't grow from the ground. How can you say ha'etz on that item? So what's the pshat? What's the pshat that kol shu'ikav imo tfeilam v'varech ha'leikav potar esat tfeilam? He says the answer must be that even though Chazal were masakin that you have to make a birchas ha'nenen before being nenen, before eating, in certain circumstances, Chazal say you don't need a bracha. It's not that the bracha of the ikar applies to the tefel. It's that the ikar is the only thing that needs a bracha. The tefel doesn't need a bracha. The tefel doesn't need a bracha. Chazal instituted that the ikar requires a bracha. You're not allowed to be nana from the ikar without a bracha. But something that's tefel, that's not choshev enough. So Chazal say you don't need a bracha bichlal. It's not that the bracha of the ikar applies to the tefel. That the chiddush is somehow the tefel becomes subsumed under the ikar, and now the bracha of the ikar applies to the tefel. He says that's very difficult. Sometimes the bracha of the ikar can't apply to the tefel. It just doesn't make sense to apply the bracha. So he says it must be mevarach al ikar poter satfela, means that you make a bracha on the ikar and you don't need a bracha on the tefel. It's not really poter as a tefel. It's eino tzarech bracha al tefel. It's not that the birchas ha'ikar patters the tefel and applies to the tefel. It's that you only need a bracha on the ikar, and you don't need a bracha on the tefel before. That's what he wants to suggest. And he adds that we find in birchas ha'nenin another example, another case where you don't need a bracha. There are other circumstances where you don't need a bracha. Let's say a person is having a meal. And he's eating different machol, right? Let's say he's eating meat, he's drinking juice, drinking water. So he makes a shahakal on the meat. Does he have to make a bracha on the drink too? No, he makes a bracha on the meat, and that's it. And he's allowed to talk. L'chadchila, he can talk after making the bracha on the meat, and then he doesn't make a bracha on the drink. But why? Why? So we think that the shahakal of the meat goes on the drink too. But if that's the case, then how can he be mafsik between the bircha shahakal and the drinking of the juice? Well, let's keep it simple. Let's say a person eats a piece of meat. He makes a shahakal, eats a piece of meat. And then he has a conversation. And he eats another piece of meat. But he was mafsik between the bircha of shahakal and the second piece of meat. How can he do that? How can he do that? He's being mafsik. Rabbi Shachter wanted to say that that's another example where Chazal instituted that you only have to make a shahakal, you only have to make a birchas hanenin on the first achila of the Suda. You don't have to have a bracha on the other achilas. It's not that the first bracha goes on the other achilas. It can't, because you were mafsik. Interesting idea. We never think of it like that. Rabbi Shachter wants to suggest that it's impossible that the first bracha is going to go on the subsequent achilas, because you're mafsik between the first achila and the second achilah. You're mafsik between the bracha and the second achilah. So how can the bracha be chal on it? Ella, it must be that you don't need a bracha on the rest of the suda. You only need a bracha on the first achilah of the suda. First achilah. Before you make a bracha achrona, it's all part of one suda. You only need a bracha on the first achilah, not the others. This is another example where sometimes you can be nene, you can eat something, you can drink something, and you don't need a bracha. You don't need a bracha. That's true in general. Whenever we're eating a lot of one item, we're only making a bracha on the first part, and then we're mafsik. And Zakar B'Shechter, it's true about ikar v'tofel as well. That's the pshat in ikar v'tofel. That mevarach al ikar poter satfele, you make a bracha on the ikar, and you don't need a bracha on the tofel. But what's the din of brichas ha-mitzvahs, he says? What's the din when it comes to a brichas ha-mitzvah? Rosh Hashanah, we make a bracha l'shma kol shofar. And every rav in a shul makes an announcement. Remember, don't be mafsik until the last tekiya that we say after the shir shal yom. Whatever the minig in Yoshua. What's the problem? As long as we blow 30 kolos and we yotze the mitzvah, so what could be the problem? We made the bracha and the bracha was chalam on the mitzvah. What, there's another mitzvah, the rabbanan, that I'm going to fulfill, tekiyos de miyushan and tekiyos de mu'uman. Okay, but the bracha was chalam. Why is it any different than suda? By suda, I make a bracha on the first piece of meat, and I don't have to make a bracha on the other piece of meat. This episode, we need l'chatchila that the bracha, the brichas ha-mitzvah, should be chal on every part of the mitzvah. Why? Why? But the evid, if you were mafsik, it's okay. You're not going to make another bracha. You're not going to make a bracha on the extra, on the shiori ha-mitzvah, on a mitzvah der abanan. You made a bracha already. It was chal. That's enough. But l'chatchila, certainly, we want the bracha to be chal on every part of the mitzvah. Zakar B'Shechter, you see that there's a difference between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenen. When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, Chazal will mesaken that you should make a bracha on every mitzvah that you do. So therefore, if the bracha is going to be chal, you can't be mafsik. For the bracha that you recited to be chal on every chelik of the mitzvah, you can't be mafsik between the bracha
and every maisa mitzvah that you're going to do later.
Chazal u'masakin l'chatchila to make a bracha on every mitzvah.
So that's why there's no idea that you only have to make a bracha on the first mitzvah and then you're home free, then it doesn't matter. You don't need a bracha for the rest of the mitzvahs. You do! It's not like brechas hanenin in a suda.
Dr. Bashechta, the same should be true about Ikav Tofa.
If that's the case, that Chazal u'masakin, that you need a brechas mitzvah on each and every mitzvah, so then it doesn't make sense to apply the principle of Ikar V'Tofel to Brichas HaMitzvah. Because if the whole yisod of Ikar V'Tofel is that Mevarcha la'Ikar u'Poter es HaTfela, that you only have to make a bracha on the Ikar and you don't need a bracha on the Tofel, that might make sense in Brichas HaNenen, because we sometimes find situations where you can be nene, you can eat, you can drink without a bracha. But in Brichas HaMitzvah, we never find such a situation. You're never supposed to do a mitzvah without a bracha. There's no din of Ikar V'Tofel. Chazal are always misakin that you need a bracha on each and every mitzvah. L'chatchila. So the same should be true here. You can't say ikar v'tofel. What, if the zevach is tofel to the Pesach, so there's no need to have a bracha on the zevach? It's a different mitzvah. That's not debatable. Achilas ha-zevach is a different mitzvah. So if it's a different mitzvah, how can you do a mitzvah without a bracha? Heichan matzina? Even within the same mitzvah, Tkir Shofar, the mitzvah deraisa, the rabbanon, there are different elements. Even there, Chazal said that you shouldn't be machzik. Even there, Chazal said you should have a bracha on every chelik of the mitzvah. Kolshkin, if it's a different mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah, you can't say, oh, it's tofel to the other mitzvah, there's no need to have a bracha. Chazal generally institute that you should recite a bracha on each and every mitzvah. So how can the principle of ikar v'tofel apply? So it shouldn't apply to Brichas HaPesach and Brichas HaZevach. It shouldn't apply to Marah and Charoses either. So the Torah is really shver. Rav Shechta says the Torah is very difficult. The Torah assumes that the concept of Ikar V'Tofel applies to Brichas HaMitzvahs, and that's why you don't make a bracha on the Charoses, even if it is a mitzvah, because it's Tofel to the Marah. He says that's very difficult, because Ikar V'Tofel normally means, it should mean, that you don't need a bracha for the Tofel. But ein kaze davar by brachas hamitzvahs. There's no such thing. Chazal ha-mesaken that you need a bracha by each and every mitzvah. So the principle of ikar v'tofel should not apply. But according to the Rambam, everything is great. Right? The Rambam taka holds in Ochanami. The idea of ikar v'tofel does not apply by brachas hamitzvahs. That's why the Rambam has to give a different reason why we don't make a bracha on charoses. Not because it's tofel to the mar, but rather because it's a different type of mitzvah. Mar is a mitzvah achila. But charoses is not a mitzvah achila, it's a mitzvah havoy la-shulchan, but we eat it to bring it into the suda. You can't just bring it to the table and look at it. We have to be mitzaref it to the suda, to make it a part of the suda. So that's why we eat it together with the bracha. But it's not a mitzvah achila. So because it's not a mitzvah achila, it's not going to get a bracha. And by the same token, the Rambam paskens over here, that birach ala pesach lo poter eshel zevach, because he says the principles of ikar v'tofel do not apply to birchas ha-mitzvah. So therefore, even though the Chagiga really is tofel to the Pesach, but so what? Since it's an independent mitzvah, it's its own mitzvah, the Rambam holds it has to get its own bracha.